Good morning, everyone. My name is Ricardo Villalobos. I'm a Windows Azure Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. Today, I'm with Scott Price and Roger Campbell with Lodestore. They recently deployed an application to the Windows Azure platform, and we're going to talk about their experience while going through this process. So thank you for being here, Scott and Roger. Scott, could you please talk about the company, when we started, and basically what exactly the solution that you have does?
Yes, thanks, Ricardo. Lodestorm as a product was conceived about 4 years ago, and we went live about 2.5 years ago as a web application. The company was formed in 1997 in order to build web applications. And the solution is essentially a load testing tool that will measure the performance of a website or web application relative to the traffic that's thrown at it. So you can build your test plans and scenarios to accomplish what would be realistic traffic from your users, such as logging in, posting something, shopping cart experience, anonymous browsing, random clicks, a lot of that kind of thing. And all of this is done through a normal browser user interface. It's all cloud infrastructure behind it, and the efficiency that is gained from using an elastic cloud, being able to instantiate servers, that allows us to scale in a very quick way and effectively, so that we hold down the cost, but it also makes it very easy for other developers of sites and applications to do their load testing and see what the performance looks like.
What types of users are accessing your application, using your solution?
Our customers range from very small independent web developer companies to very large global enterprises. We originally targeted some of the smaller companies that, more like us, that couldn't afford the legacy solutions. And we've been surprised at how many calls we get or customers that just sign up online that are big brand logo names, and they're trying to test 50,000, 100,000 concurrent users. So it's really grown. We've kind of gone upstream in the marketplace simply because we can scale so well and so cost effectively.
As I mentioned, we also have Roger Campbell with us today. Roger, could you please tell me a little bit about the technology behind the solution and how it has evolved over time?
Sure. Well, we started, Scott said, conceiving the product about 4 years ago. The thing that kind of enables us to compete with bigger companies and really makes the kind of solution that we have possible is the new cloud services that have come on board in the last few years. And we started with Amazon, and that their EC2 solution is what we originally built the system on, and we're still using that. And we've got in touch with Microsoft to add to our capacity and just provide alternative traffic for our simulation of virtual users. We simulate the browser, simulate user traffic from a browser, and right now we can have traffic from both Amazon and Azure's data centers worldwide, and so that gives us huge, virtually unlimited capacity to simulate traffic, and it also gives us a variety of different locations that traffic can come from.
So before jumping into the Windows Azure experience, I would like to ask you, I know that you didn't have to go through the transition of a traditional business model to a subscription model, but you have some background doing executing that traditional business model in the past. How do you think the market is reacting to this new subscription model?
It's been very well received. I mean, essentially, yes, like you said, we've been building and offering SaaS software model for over 10 years. And in the early stages, it was one of the things you had to explain to people. Well, wait a minute, how does this work? Now, we do still get some questions that come through our website where people say, well, what's my license fee? What's the maintenance fee? And they're obviously not thinking in the right terms, but most everyone embraces it and loves the fact. And we have testimonials on our website where people say, this is awesome, because they can, if they want to run just one test, there's a price for that. And it's very clearly delineated. And when we started, we were shopping for this kind of a solution, that was one of the hardest things, is to get the price. You know, if at this level, if I need to test 20,000 concurrent users, what's that going to cost? And so we put it all right up front, make it real cut and dry. But then the thing that developers have embraced in the model that I think they love is the fact that when you get a subscription, you can run as many tests as you want for the month. So it's unlimited test runs. And most of the time they have to ask that twice. They'll say, are you kidding me? So you're not going to charge me for every test. And I basically say, look, if you're going to run more than 5 tests, buy the subscription. The rest of them are free.
And last but not least, now that you are dealing with multiple vendors, in this case two vendors, Amazon and Windows Azure, what would you say is the big differentiator for Microsoft?
It stands out how much you guys support us. You give us, we've had some difficulty learning some of the new API and this and that, and you guys were right on the spot with answering, especially, you know, the kind of help that you've given us, answering tech questions and that kind of thing. And that's been significantly better than what we were getting from Amazon, which was more of a self-serve. And a lot of the early days, obviously their cloud was available a couple years before you guys, and so they kind of took this approach of here's what we have, use it to the best of your ability, and there's a lot of developer forums and things out there, but to actually get somebody on the phone that would answer your question or work through an issue with something in the API or something that wasn't documented, that was a pretty tough thing to get. And with you guys, we really appreciated the answers were flowing regularly.
Excellent. Anything that you would like to add before we wrap it up?
You know, our experience with Microsoft and Azure has been great. I mean, we've had some challenges as early adopters with tools, and you know, it's of course not designed to work as a Java platform, but we've been able to make that work really well, and it's just a little bit unexpected, but it, you know, the credit goes to, you know, the support folks and the Azure people that have provided that support to make it work well for us.
I've been pleasantly surprised when we look at, because we're very focused on performance, you know, technology performance and throughput and all that kind of stuff. And when you start looking at the performance of our own system, and based on numbers I've seen out there, I read a lot of blogs and stuff, and people will say, well, Windows servers, you know, running IIS and this kind of thing is going to be a lot slower than a Linux server and all that kind of stuff. We haven't seen that. It's actually, we've been very pleasantly surprised at the performance we're getting out of Azure.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your time today. We look forward to keep working with you, and may Lawstone the best load test solution out there in the market.